Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a Kansas City original and a man that is known as a gifted saxophonist, composer, arranger, and educator, that was Bobby Watson with The Cut, The Computer Scientist, for Dr. Mark Dean off his newest CD, 2017's Made in America. And that will get us properly going on this new hour of Neon Jazz together. This entire album of Bobby's is a history lesson honoring those prominent African Americans that never got their proper spotlight in the annals of history while they were alive. And he set out to give them their proper due. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Bobby elaborated on what this album actually did for his playing.
I learned more who I am on my saxophone. I discovered more of my sound and my style on this record. Because the record was not about trying to prove anything technically on the horn, because I've done a lot of records where I'm burning and just really just blowing the walls off, you know, when I was younger. And so I've established myself as someone that can play the horn at a certain level. But this one was just about pure expression and using my sound to express the composition.
Born and bred in Kansas City, Kansas, Bobby got his first real dose of jazz training at the University of Miami at the Frost School. From there, he would shine as the musical director of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. After completing a four-plus-year jazz messenger tenure from 1977 to 81, he became a hot commodity in the world of jazz. That would lead to gigs with drummers Max Roach, Louis Hayes, fellow saxophonist George Coleman, and a younger Branford Marsalis, a celebrated multi-instrumentalist known as Sam Rivers, and trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. And later on in his career, he would hook up with bassist Curtis Lundy and drummer Victor Lewis to launch the first edition of Horizon, an acoustic quintet modeled in many ways after the Jazz Messengers, but this one had its own distinct and slightly more modern twist. Bobby is teaching the future of jazz at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, that is ushering in a brand new jazz renaissance in Kansas City, and that's been marching for a long time. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that celebrates the best in jazz, with Bobby Watson at the horn and in front of the classroom, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you the best jazz we have. This next cat is one of the more celebrated students of Bobby Watson. It's timely. On the trumpet, this is Herman Mahari with his take on John Coltrane's Moment's Notice off his debut solo album, an album that debuted at number one on the iTunes charts. This is 2017's Blue, and Bobby had some very distinct thoughts on Herman. Have a listen as we go into the tune.
I've been able to take Herman on the road with me from time to time, because I believe in his dedication, his trumpet playing, and his sound, of course, but then just the way he represents the music. And I'm so happy. I was telling somebody, I said, it's ironic, his album's coming out around the same time as mine, you know? That feels real good, Joe, I have to say. I feel good. Al, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
That was flautist, saxophonist, and clarinetist Buddy Collette with the 1958 tune, I Love Paris. Buddy's jazz claim to fame was being a founding member of the Chico Hamilton Quintet. Before this, he was raised in the diversity-rich Watts neighborhood in L.A. and began playing the piano at the age of 10. His father played piano and his mother sang. He had that backbone and those chops. It was in middle school that he began playing the sax. Later on down the line, Buddy and Charlie Mingus, with their temperaments mixed up like a good cocktail, became very good friends, and Collette helped Mingus find a less wild, more reserved side of his life, if that is even possible.
Well, at least they had the jazz to get it out.
Oh, man, if Charlie did not have the jazz, it would be hard. He may have run for president.
He may have been hard-pressed. Other than that, it's standing on a ladder and dumping paint on a canvas from 20 feet up.
And they would all be red buttons, and the bucket would just fall down.
That's right.
You're going to blow this canvas up.
There you go, art.
Thank you. We love it. From the mind and speaking of art, from the mind and matter of guitarist and composer Chris Jentsch, this is his quartet with the 2016 song Follow That Cab off the CD called Fractured Pop, as we aim to heal your music soul on this Hour of Jazz, kids.
Thank you. is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was saxophonist and composer Ken Fowser with the tune Blast Off from his latest creation. It's 2017's Now hear this. Since his arrival in New York in 2005, he has established himself with some great street credit, recording and playing all over the world with the best, like David Hazeltine, Willie Jones Jr., Quincy Davis, Jason Brown, and many others. His phrasing and melodic approach to improvising is very developed, and it's a result of his exposure to the rich musical legacy of the Philly sound. Following in time and those rhythmic big footsteps of John Coltrane, Lee Morgan, McCoy Tyner, Philly Joe Jones, Benny Golson, and the Heath Brothers, and sometimes you just have to hear what came out of Philly. It wasn't just a sandwich, my man. It was good music.
And Rocky Balboa.
No. That's right. Don't ever forget that statue. And those raw eggs going down. From the jazz heart and soul of Harry Babson with his quintet in tow, this is the tune La Rosita as we keep on taking this jazz wagon right down the path here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Sitting in the sun, counting my money, fanned by a summer breeze. Sweeter than honey is counting my money, greenbacks on the trees. Comes a summer shower, drops of rain falling, sweeter than Christmas chimes. Hearing the jingle on the roof shingles, like nickels and dimes. Though it's known that all I own isn't a large amount, the fields of gold that I behold are my bank account. Sitting in the sun, counting my money, happy as I can be. And to top it all, when shadows fall, I look to heaven and I see there's a silver dollar in the sky, shining down on me. Fields of gold that I behold are my bank account. 'Cause I'm sitting in the sun, counting my money, happy as I can be. And to top it all, when shadows fall, I look to heaven and I see there's a silver dollar in the sky, shining down on me. Shining down on me.
That was jazz vocalist Lucianne Polk with the tune Sitting in the Sun, and she did that very well over her career. Off a CD release a year after her passing, it was 2012's But Beautiful. She is very well known for her time in Les Brown's orchestra in the mid-50s, and she also joined the esteemed bands of Bob Crosby, Ken Kaiser, Tommy Dorsey, and Dave Pell. Downbeat called her the best girl singer with a band, and that award was bestowed on her from 1951 to 54. From the cool of Magic Sam, the man known as the Chicago Blues Man with the jazz soul, this is the tune That's All I Need off the 1967 LP West Side Soul, as we give you what you need next on the program.
When I first met you, you looked so fine. I said then, baby, yes I did now, I'm gonna make you mine. Just give me love, oh, give me love. That's all I need. That's all I need. I've got a new home, brand new car. I can come, baby, yes I can now, wherever you are.
This is Jeff Denson, bassist, composer, vocalist from the Bay Area, California, on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was guitarist and composer Sebastian Noel with the 2016 tune Home in a Strange Land off his CD called Shelter. From the West Coast jazz trombonist with panache, this is Herbie Harper, joined by his quintet with the tune Herbstone, next on the program.
Montreal, Christine Jensen checking in with Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the great early little jazz act known as the Georgians with the song You Tell Her I Stutter. And we won't say anything around here about that. And our final tune on this hour of jazz comes from jazz clarinetist Alan Vache with the song Spain off his 2008 CD, Alan Vache's Florida All-Stars. So with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of Kansas City all-stars around him all the time, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Full of something.
I like it. Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We dig you. We dig the stories. We love the suggestions. We love you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, kids. Until next time. Ow! Enjoy the music, my friends.
Is that a take?
Bear. Great early little jazz cat.
Okay. Yeah, early little jazz cat. Might be better in this Gatsby. We're late.
You write all right. That in there like that?
Neon Jazz.